Are you bored a little bit in your life and in relationships? Do you find you're a little bit judgmental or cynical? If so, I have a cure for you. It's called curiosity. And today I will tell you why and how to apply curiosity also in your life and also in your relationships.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli, and this is The Potential State. And today we're talking about curiosity, the cure for boredom and judgment in relationships and in life. So in life, you reach an age where you think you know everything, and everything looks more or less familiar. You have your routine, you know your family, you know your job. Once everything becomes familiar, you feel super safe and solid, but the tax you pay is you start becoming bored. Judgmental, cynical, you're not surprised anymore. And when you're not surprised anymore, life just becomes like monotonous, like Groundhog Day kind of thing. And when you're not curious, you ask less questions and you're less excited and creative and collaborative, and people just experience you as a snob. Or it's just someone who's just self-involved. So then they stay away from you. And over time, you stop accepting influence and you become a little bit lonely and you stop growing because you're not curious. Or in relationships, after a while, after the first year or first years or first month, couples lose interest and they start seeing their partner or their child as they just take them for granted. And once I take them for granted, I have no curiosity about my partner, that leads to boredom. And then I start looking around, because if I know everything about her, I'm not interested about her, I'm not curious about her, so I'm going to look outside. And every other woman or every other man looks much more curious. I want to hear about their life, about their day, about their dreams. Okay, that's the end of like the honeymoon romantic phase into like the adult relationship. And then you're missing out by not being interested in them. Oftentimes you're missing out your next evolution and their next evolution. Because we will be married more than once in our life, and every couple has a few evolutions in them usually. But if I'm not curious, I'm never going to discover that. And the other thing happens when I'm not curious about my partner, I start judging them. Because I just assume what they're doing is what they're doing, and I'm just slowly getting into this. I'm just poking them because I don't want to ask them, so I'm just jabbing them and getting negative attention through these cocky pee-pee fights. But in fact, there's no growth there. I want to give you examples of that. So I want to actually give an example for my kids. So you know, I have two kids, 8 and 5, and you're just used to them. Every night at dinner, you ask the same question: how was school? Fine, 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 fine. I remember one time I printed out 50 questions to ask your kid after school. And I don't know why, I guess Galit wasn't home. I took the paper and just started asking them, if you were an alien, which alien would you be? If you were an animal, which animal would you be? Which animal would your teacher be? All kinds of these random questions. And for a moment there, I was just curious. I didn't know what they would answer. And that sent me back to when I was doing play therapy with children. And I remember the curiosity to sit on the carpet and play with them. And every move the kid make was like, wow, what's happening in them? But it's so hard to see your children like that. And for those 20 minutes, I was really curious. And I could really see that they were experiencing a different kind of attention from me. I wasn't bored and I wasn't just waiting for bedtime. I was actually curious to discover them. And I do this every day in the clinic, right? Every day in the clinic, I ask partners about themselves, and I keep turning around and I say to the partner, if I'm asking the husband, I'm telling the wife, the only reason I'm curious about him is because I'm not married to him. Because I think he's a fascinating person. It's clear to me that I'm less curious about my wife than I am curious about other people. And me and Galit, from time to time, we take a time and I enjoy seeing her in a different light, asking her just these random questions. And so how do you do that? How do you adopt curiosity as a value? Well, the first thing you need to do, you need to prioritize curiosity and learning over ego. And connect that to the episode of I Don't Know, as a way for lifelong learning. If I'm curious, if I always want to know more, then I won't be ashamed to ask. Because what a lot of times, how do you get curiosity in life? You just talk to people, you talk random people, the person at the supermarket, the cab driver, just ask them questions. Talk to people, be surprised. say random things, or like, I was sitting with a couple the other day, and I suddenly realized she has thick hair. So I just said, "Wow, you have really thick hair." I just mentioned that. I was just curious about that. And then she started talking about her hair and thickness of it. It's just an example of just being curious. And the other thing, how to encourage curiosity, read. Choose to read. It's so hard to read as an adult because you're bombarded with screens and then you're exhausted after bedtime. But reading, curious, like finding something that you want to read more about. Like, ooh, I wonder what happens about that. Another tip I have, it's kind of random, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, I find a lot of times I just do that about songs. For me, it's about music often, about this artist or this movie, or even a movie star, about like in the 60s and 70s, or this album. And I love just reading about the context of it, reading about the backstory. For instance, did you know that Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, was recording in France, and it just exploded out of him? It was like, I think it was like a week-long session to one of the best albums of all time. Isn't that amazing? Is that curious? Just a small thing. Just be curious about that. And then in relationships. So first of all, share this episode so you guys can make a conscious decision to be more curious, and then try to go to have meaningless conversations. What does that actually mean? Refer to the meaningless conversations episode. Try to just talk to them as if you're, like the Gottman say, as if they're a journalist. But I'd say just be curious. See them with fresh eyes, as if it's someone you don't know so well, and just ask them about random things. The Gottman say, throw out a random age and ask them about that age. But I'm saying just anything. Discuss not just current events, but ask them what their dreams were. What did they dress up as a kid on Halloween? All those kinds of things. And then next time you judge that person, whether it's your partner or someone else, step into their shoes. Change the exclamation mark to a question mark. I'm noticing a lot recently in my work with people that I feel that are very judgmental or get insulted, or I just feel like I don't want to work with them. I really think, why? Why are they doing that? What's happening there? And I'm translating this judgment and even aversion into curiosity to try to understand that curiousness. And that actually reminds me that my physiotherapist, who's been doing this for years, he says his biggest high from this job is being curious and trying to solve, why is that person feeling that pain in that shoulder? And it's just fascinating to see him get excited and curious. Wait, is it connected to here? Is it connected to here? And he can spend 45 minutes until he finally gets it. When he gets it, he's like, yay! That prevents burnout. And the last kind of point is saying yes to your partner. I mean, the Gottmans, they talk about love maps, where they have 50 questions of asking a partner different questions. But I think this would just be yes and. It's just like going with them and asking them for more, being asked for more, refer to the more episode. And just slowly be curious, be learning. Remind yourself that your partner is never done evolving. There's another evolution there for them. It's easy to see this with our kids because they're always growing, but we're also growing. Our thoughts, our libido, our body, our points of interest, so is our partner. Start being curious, start asking. Dare to change, dare to grow, be ambitious. Refer to the ambition episode. So curiosity is the cure for boredom and judgment. My name is Dr. Sal Romanelli, and this was The Potential State. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.